he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hello, Jay. What's going on?
Got a South Korean family, and I'm not sure if they're more like the Hiltons or the Kardashians.
Oh, boy.
It's the family that owns Korean
What's
Air.
The difference?
Yeah.
Just for fun, you have to pick the...
They own Korean Air.
Okay.
The dad kind of runs the thing, and pretty much all the kids are involved in it, including a couple of the daughters who very much remind you of... Mm-hmm. Hilton or Kim Kardashian.
All right.
One of them, most popularly in New York a few years ago, got in trouble for nut rage. She freaked out in first class because she was served macadamia nuts in a bag and not on a plate.
Ooh.
Freaked out so much they had to take the plane back to the gate.
That's called an entire episode of the Kardashians.
Yes. What season
Chloe
is that
didn't
called?
Get the peanuts she wanted.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny? If I had my choice in my way, who wouldn't rather it be in the bag? They're nicely contained than spread all over a plate, rolling all over the place. That doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm. Oddly, I'm with you.
Yes. I wanted to take the bag as well. Jay, will you agree with us
Just
on
a
this?
Second, I got to write the date down. They're actually in trouble right now with immigration in South Korea because they're accused of bringing about 10 to 20 housekeepers from the Philippines, calling them airline employees, bringing them back to Korea and using them as housekeeping staff, where law states you have to be Korean to work as housekeeping staff.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
In Maine, police arrested three men who, I tell you what, you got to admire the boldness of the theft. Stealing a shed. An entire shed. Not a small one, too. It's about 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It was on an abandoned property. They just hooked a pickup to it. Didn't try and bother with wheels or trailers or anything like that. They caught him just dragging her down the road.
Yeah. I've been a part of a couple of outhouse thefts, which is not easy. When you think about it, a homecoming prank.
I was going to say, you've been a part of them?
I was going to ask if the statute of limitations was up, and then I remembered how long it's been since there's been an outhouse.
Now, the last one was hard to find, as I recall. The first one I knew about, but anyway, so yeah, they're not easy. I couldn't imagine a 25-foot shed. That's impressive.
I have many follow-up questions, but how did you steal the outhouse?
We just tore it off.
Just tore it off?
Yep.
Yeah. And then how did you just carry it?
No, it was the back of a truck.
Back of
Come
a truck.
On, please, like you've never done this.
Yeah, but Kurt was inside of the port-a-john when that happened. He didn't know what was going on.
I'm curious what led to it. Who sits around and goes, all right, we want to do a prank.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any small buildings where people poop?
Right. You know,
because that's what we want to deal with.
I do not know how the tradition got started because we were well down the list by the time our year came around. But we continued it. And you just brought it and you put it in the circle there at the school, and that's it. Next to the statue of the priest.
You looked at the principal. You looked at the principal and just said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, kids, if you ever wondered what we did before iPhones.
It actually sounds fun.
Finally, speaking of church statues and boldness, a priest in New Jersey got a little bit of a surprise walking into the church and finds two people going at it under a statue of the Virgin Mary.
Isn't that ironic?
Don't you think? It was, and the funny thing is, it's in a garden right outside the church. And on one side is the church. On the other side is the police station. You got to hand it to these people.
Yeah.
They're really taking
gutsy.
It to a new level.
Yeah, that's a little rough on Mary, though. Come on. I mean, you know, that's
right.
Nice.
Just rubbing her nose in it. Like
you know,
hey,
when
Virgin.
Someone's on a diet, you bring donuts.
Exactly.
James World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
Did you know that we can be part of your brand new smartphone?
That's so cool. Download the Star 102.5 app and have us in your pocket wherever you go.